Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Caroline here. I just wanted to share a message with you before getting into today's episode. This episode was recorded prior to March 2020 and before the world suddenly changed. Before I moved to Los Angeles, I tried to record as many episodes as I could with New York-based guests. So there are a bunch of episodes we still haven't aired that were recorded a while ago. They are great and fun, and they're hopefully distracting episodes, and I hope you love them. As we move forward into this strange and scary future, community is more important than ever, especially digital community. It's kind of all we have right now. So please don't hesitate to reach out via email, caroline@gthanksjustboughtit.com, our Instagram account, which is gthanksjustboughtitpod, or by leaving a message at 424-245-0736. Let me know what you want to hear about in the coming weeks and months, and let us know how you're doing. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Hi, I'm Caroline Moss, the host of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast about what we just bought and what you need to buy next, brought to you by the producers of Forever 35. Joining me today is my friend Katie Haney, who is a senior writer at The Cut and the author of the forthcoming novel Girl Crushed. Hi. Which I'm very excited about, and other people got galleys, but I didn't, but that's a conversation for another day, Katie.
I can totally get you one.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Katie and I are both running probably around 50% today. you have a cold.
Yeah, so if I feel like I sound more nasally than normal.
Okay. You're one of those people who's like auditioning for the play and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting over a cold.
Yes.
Before you launch into your song.
Yeah, this okay. is not peak performance for my voice.
I understand. And I'm coming off a 72-hour like Vegas bender where me, a person who goes to bed at 9:30 every night, stayed up until 9:30 a.m. every morning.
I like can't believe it.
No. Someone else inhabited my body
while
in Nevada. Like I was, I don't know.
Well, because you're always inside and it's like you have no idea of what time the real world is operating
yes.
on.
And also, like, the real world doesn't exist. Like, the only things I care about when I'm in Vegas, like, the only things Caroline Moss prioritizes in Vegas are the Sex and the City slot machine and, like, all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yeah.
And, like, nothing else matters. Like,
yeah.
I really thought I was too smart for the trappings of Las Vegas, but I am absolutely not smart at all.
I'm lucky that when I went for the first time last year, that the gambling part didn't really appeal to me a ton. I liked watching other people, and I had no idea that everything was like a mall. Like I didn't know it was all like eight shopping malls attached through like pathways.
Yeah. There's like a gap.
Yeah.
And there are people shopping in the Gap in Vegas, which I was so stunned by. It's like people.
Yeah.
You have the Gap anywhere you go. But where could you play the Sex and the City slot machine?
Only in one place.
Only in one place. I had the same experience when I went for the first time last January for work. And I'll just say that Vegas is way more enjoyable when you're doing it on the company dime.
Oh, sure.
So, like, I think I had more fun gambling then because I was like, well, I'm not buying anything else, so that's fine. And then this time I think I went a little too much, but I'm back and it's Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
When we're taping this? Amazing. So who knows? So I asked Katie to bring in something that she cannot live without, that she buys and continues to buy and she cannot live without. And she warned me that this would be a very interesting purchase. So, Katie, please unveil to me what you are recommending.
That's like the opposite of what I said. And I was like worried. I like told my therapist yesterday that I was like worried that this like said something
please
about
me. Please don't use your therapy time to be worried about what you're bringing on a podcast well, about she things was, that you buy.
She was like, you seem to have a real concern about being boring. like, yeah, well, this is a great example. So,
okay, what'd you bring?
My object, I feel like I'm doing show and tell, is foam earplugs.
Oh my God. Wait, why is it in such a huge box?
Because it's economy sized.
No,
it comes with 100 pairs.
100 pairs, so that's 200 earplugs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I see? It's called Heroes Extreme Protection.
Okay, so this is not generic.
No.
When you just pulled this off, I put this out, I thought it was like just Kirkland brand, you know, Costco size earplugs.
No, and I have actually tried like several kinds, so.
And they're called Heroes, but it's spelled H-E-A-R.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't think this is boring at all. I'm afraid of using earplugs.
Okay, so.
And I need you to tell me about, I need you to tell me about earplugs.
I'm like slowly converting everyone around me.
Okay. Who'd you start with?
Well, my mom wears them now.
Oh.
And my mom has a lot of trouble sleeping.
Okay.
She is like me anxiety-wise times 10 or more.
I cannot imagine that.
And so she is often up at like 4 a.m. and can't fall back asleep.
Okay.
And is very a light sleeper. So I said, you need to try earplugs. And now she uses them every night.
Interesting.
I think I started using them like got to be more than that, 4 or 5 years ago.
What was the impetus?
The clanking of radiators in New York apartments.
Okay. Well, we have to explain that to people who don't live in New York. Every radiator and heating pipe in New York City is haunted by a small goblin who bangs a hammer on them constantly when the weather turns cold. And it's so hard to sleep through it that it's like you will learn to live with it.
Yeah.
But it will be really annoying. And I see that you just decided you didn't want to learn to live with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and this is still like, these are really, really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Even still, pipes can wake me up because they are like cacophonous. Like I really don't. I've tried in the past to take recordings of them on my phone to like show people.
But it just like doesn't transfer.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
Right.
And my first apartment in New York was this tiny walk up on the Lower East Side, and my bedroom was just the size of my double bed.
Uh-huh.
So I was like as close to the pipe as it's possible to be.
I also lived in a closet in my first apartment in New York.
That's right of passage.
A nice twin size bed, pocket door.
Took off the closet door so $1,100 dresser could fit. Yep.
Of course.
And so, I just started wearing them then, and it like, you know, it's.
Did you start with this brand?
No.
Okay.
I think I first got some from a Duane Reade. They have this brand that, like, it really made me laugh because they had normal earplugs, and then next to them they had hot pink earplugs, and it was, like, earplugs for women. And it's, like, they are identical. It's
just that
the color is pink. Like, it's, like, if
you're like, it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, it was, like, $2 more.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even smaller. Like, I guess you could make the argument that, like, maybe on average our heads are smaller, and so we need a different size, but they were exactly the same.
Okay. So did you buy the lady earplugs?
Yes.
Okay, oh, cool.
I bought the lady earplugs. And they're fine, but the trouble with foam earplugs is that they often fall out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, is that, like, I'm either afraid that I'm going to press them too hard into my ear, that they get lost in my ear, and then they get stuck in my brain.
That's not going to happen.
I understand that's not a rational thought, but that's where I am. Or, I don't know. I don't know how to, like, put them. I don't know. I don't understand earplugs.
So you, like, twist them. You press them.
I'm remembering that now.
When
I was, okay, which I didn't do the first time. I just, like, jammed it in my ear.
No,
and
yeah.
Out. Okay.
So, yeah, you, like, compress it. And then stick it in, and then it fills the space of your ear. And these are the kind that I found stay in the best overnight.
And so you did some actual, like, testing of this? Did
yeah.
you hear about Heroes earplugs from someone? Did you, like, see it on a forum?
I think I was just looking around on Amazon.
Okay.
And
how much did you pay for this whole box?
God, I'd have to look it up, but I want to say, like, $7.
Wow.
Cheap.
Okay.
It's cheap.
That's
and
cheap.
Like, and I do not... So, I've talked about how much I love earplugs before on the internet, and someone, like, rained on my parade by telling me they were not very environmental, but, which makes sense, but they also were saying that, like, single-use ones aren't very environmental, and I definitely do not use a new pair every night.
Oh.
You use a pair until they, like, stop rolling very well.
Whoa.
Or they get disgusting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I try and, like,
oh, so
maybe I'm grossing
I'm
people
here
out
being
with
fancy,
this.
Fancy, like, throwing out my one.
No,
okay.
No. I think that's, like, a huge waste. I mean, I'm sure there are people.
No, I'm sure 2 or 3 or 4 nights is, like, not gonna.
Oh, more than that.
Real?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What if you have really waxy ears?
I mean, are you not, like, you're still Q-tipping your ears after shower and stuff?
Yeah.
And it's just your own same ear that it's going in.
I'm just kind of thinking about, like, well, what do you mean? You think you're like, these are my, I've used these earplugs for a year.
Not the ones you're holding. Like,
no, I get that. I get that you don't put them back in the box.
No.
But how often do you change out your earplugs?
I would say 10 days to 2 weeks.
And do you wear them every single night?
Yeah.
You wear earplugs every single night.
Yes.
This isn't just like I bring them on the plane and I bring them every single night.
Yeah.
So is your wife like a snorer?
No. And I can't convince her to wear them, which is annoying because she wakes up from the pipes and everything and is like always complaining about how badly she sleeps.
And I can't hear the pipes when you have these in your ear.
If it's really bad, I will wake up.
So I'm looking at the back of this box of Heroes earplugs and there's like a chart that I don't understand. It's a lot of numbers and it's like frequency, standard deviation. And I am assuming that it's like, okay, so it says that these particular plugs can reduce noise 33 decibels.
I
don't know what that means.
I can't imagine what the test is that they did to make that claim.
Like go to like Madison Square Garden for like the Billy Joel concert.
Well, so the thing is that also a lot of them are marketed to people who go to shooting ranges. So sometimes when they talk about the volume stuff, I think that they like make direct references to things that I'm like, this does not apply to my life. But
yeah,
good to know, I guess.
So you wear these because the pipes are loud. In the summer, the pipes aren't on. Do you actually still wear them in the summer?
I wear them all the time because I sleep throughout the entire night because nothing wakes me up.
Like, okay, so you're a light sleeper.
I think I'm a medium. I'm not even
so
that light.
Interesting.
But like if I go to bed earlier than Lydia because I fall asleep at like 8 o'clock.
Right when she comes in, it's not going to like stir you.
Yeah, I don't wake up. So part of the reason she won't wear them is because she's afraid. She thinks that if
something will happen,
comes in,
that's
she needs to be able to save us. And I'm like, if he's in the house, I just feel like it's too late whether you're awake or not.
Interesting.
And so I would rather be peacefully asleep. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
I don't know. You guys don't know Katie that well. I mean, I'm assuming most of you listening. But this is a very un-Katie-like response to trouble that I'm very stunned here that your outlook on a criminal being in your house is that it is too late and you would just like to be peacefully asleep.
If I'm going to be murdered, I would like to be asleep.
What if you're not going to be murdered? Is there anything between a criminal coming into your house and a criminal coming into your house and murdering you that could happen that would help if one person didn't have earplugs in?
I mean, like a robbery.
Yeah, I mean, you have a dog that would bark.
Yeah,
I mean, Rindy barks when out.
Rindy, so that's what I'm counting on.
Okay.
Like, I don't need to be awake. Okay. Rindy has, despite being a pretty small dog, has a ferocious bark.
Yes.
And I guess I just think of it as a realistic set of expectations about my abilities to defend myself or defend off a criminal.
Okay. So we put the earplugs in and we close our eyes and we just hope Lydia and Randy have it under control.
Yeah.
And so you
pick... And I lock the door.
Like, right. Okay. Multiple. You know what? I'm not even going to say this on the podcast. I'll tell you this later. It's about who locks their door and who doesn't lock their door, but I shouldn't say it like out loud.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay, so you paid $7 for this whole box.
Roughly, yeah.
100 pairs, which means there are 200 in them. And how long does a box last you, and how many boxes have you bought in your lifetime?
This is the first box I've got of this brand.
Oh, okay. And you are already liking them more than the others?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there are ones that have, like, little, like, wings or edges that come off the top so that it, like, looks more like a screw. So I think that they're...
Sorry, freaking me out. I don't know. Okay.
And those, they act like those stay better in your ears, but they don't, at least for me. And
okay.
So this is the latest kind that I've tried, and I think I would stay with it.
Okay.
I got that months ago.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So this is a really... Now, when you bring them places, how do you pack earplugs? Like, do you buy little bags or do you, like, where do they go?
Like,
and how do you keep them clean?
So I do wear them on a plane too. And
okay.
So I would, like, in my backpack, I have like a tiny pocket up near the handle. And so I'll put that and my Xanax in there.
Wow.
And if it's that small of a pocket, I don't feel weird about
okay.
And I know this is another like area of divergence, but like despite being very anxious and hypochondriac, like I don't worry about germs. I just don't have the time.
I'm learning too much about Katie now. For someone that I've known for years and years and years, I don't know who I'm sitting across from right now. What do you mean you don't worry about germs that you're a hypochondriac?
Well, I don't want to die, so that's right. The hypochondriac part.
And also the criminal in your house with the earplugs.
Right. Okay. But I don't really believe that, like, surface germs are what's going to get me.
Okay. I don't believe in germs either. I think that means, like, I don't get sick that much.
Yeah.
Because I just don't believe
it can happen. Despite being sick right now, I don't have it.
I know. I just don't think it can happen that way, and therefore, I don't actually think I get sick. I don't get sick that often.
That's good. Yeah. The power of positive thinking.
I guess. I mean, I wash my hands and, like, you know. Yeah. But I'm definitely not weird about, like, other people's
like double dipping in a sauce.
Who that you're sharing with like three people?
I don't know. I'm surprised.
Not like at a wedding. But
no,
yeah.
But like I'm surprised how often I'm out with people and people are like, "Do you mind if I do this?" And it's like, who is going to say yes to that? But someone must be, or they wouldn't keep asking
people,
it.
People say yes all the time.
I've never been around the person who actually does care.
Maybe I don't know if I have either. I assume they do.
Someone must.
Someone definitely cares.
But I'm not friends with them.
I know what this is, a Seinfeld episode. I get it. I get that they invented double dipping. Don't tell me about it. You know, when I first started watching Seinfeld, which was like a few years ago when it was on Hulu, I had always like caught, you know, the last 10 minutes, or maybe it's like you see the same episode over and over again, but I never really sat down and watched it. And I watch it and I'm like, wait a minute. I thought my uncle made up all these jokes. Like,
yeah.
Everything that all of my uncles say, I thought was just their sense of humor.
Yeah.
It just turns out it's a Seinfeld quote.
No, we just all only make TV references.
Okay.
Like, generationally.
So that's why when I'm like, we were on a break, and
yep.
It's like so funny. Okay.
Yep.
So Katie recommends 100 pairs of Heroes earplugs. They come in a big green and red box. It's very seasonal right now. You paid $7 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Can you get them anywhere else?
Probably.
Okay. Maybe the gun store.
yeah.
Okay. Cool. And how many do you think you have left in here? It's pretty full. And you bought it months ago.
I would say that's 3/4 to 5/8 full.
Wow. So this is a really good investment.
It is.
I'm excited that you brought these in because the recommendation I have today is also travel related.
Uh-huh.
Well, because I assume you do travel with earplugs.
Yes.
And I brought two things because they're like it's like a pair. So I brought my travel pillow and I brought my foot hammock for airplanes. And my travel pillow is called the Turtle.
It's so flat.
It looks like a fleece scarf, but I want you to feel it. So the Turtle travel pillow is something that my friend Caitlin recommended to me. And because I like those like boppy looking ones, they don't work.
No, but you always are like, oh,
they feel
I
like
should
they're
buy
suffocating
one
me
at the airport.
I know. And they're also like $30 at the airport. This was only $14.
Hmm.
Okay, so look at this. So we'll include a picture because I don't know if my descriptions are on. So there's like a hinge inside this like fleecy scarf thing. And the hinge sits, you like wrap it around your head, and I'm doing it right now. And it sits like right in between your shoulder and your jaw.
So you got to pick a side to lean on.
You pick a side to lean on. Mm-hmm. I always pick leaning right. And then you wrap, and it's Velcro wrapped, and you wrap it around your neck. And I would say the only thing that sucks about it is like you are wrapping fleece around your neck. So if that's the thing that's going to make you a little hot, that might suck, but it is truly, try it on. It's truly the best sleep I've ever had with a travel pillow.
Wait, this side?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yep. So just like get it in the crook of your, it's a little bit more. So Katie right now has it. Well, if I'm a compass and I'm looking forward and that's south and behind me is north. Wait,
oh
no.
My God.
Looking
too
forward
confusing.
Should be north. Behind me is south.
Is this right?
East. Yeah, like that.
It's like on my jaw. But I can, it's because I have headphones on, but I can see how
I
lean, do it normally.
My head
headphones.
Leans northeast when I.
Like, oh, you lean forward.
Forward into the
I got
side
it.
When
okay.
I sit. So if you're like a real total east side,
yeah.
You know, leaner, then you put the crook in between like your ear and your shoulder, like
okay.
in that sort of section.
But it feels like if I can see where this is better than that weird thing full of sand.
Because it just lets you like, your head's going to slump anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then you can clean it. You can take the thing out and clean it. And it wraps around the like, you know, your luggage. And it's kind of nice. So I just put it in my backpack. I slept on the entire, I took a red-eye flight back. I don't even know what day it is. But I took a red-eye flight back from Vegas. I slept the entire time.
Wow.
I don't totally credit the pillow as much as I credit the drugs.
Yeah.
But, and then this thing is the foot hammock. And so the travel pillow is called the Turtle, and it looks insane until you realize there's that plastic thing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen these foot hammocks before?
I feel like this is like the number one thing I've noticed from your recommendations on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And like just in terms of how many fervent fans it has.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not able to understand
You're tall.
It.
Also, yeah. We're both tall. And I'm probably at the high end of being able to do it at 5'8", and you're taller than me.
Yeah.
So, okay. So it's kind of funny, and I think if you're out there and you're under 5'6", I mean, you have to get this. I just do it because I think it's fun and it does help. But I think for short people who sometimes feel that pain of your feet not totally touching the airplane like floor or like there's nowhere to put them or whatever, mm-hmm. I think that this is like very helpful.
Yeah.
So it is it's like a cushion. I don't know. How would you describe it? You're looking at it right now.
It looks like... It looks like an eye mask for a giant.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, it looks like imagine an eye mask for the BFG. And okay, so it has a strap, and the eye mask strap basically. You flip down the tray table and you hang your foot hammock over the tray table, just like push it all the way back and then push the tray table back up. And now the eye mask part is like, you know, a sling sort of hammock sitting there underneath the bottom of the seat in front of you. And then you just put your feet in it. And then it's like, it's almost like you're laying down.
Yeah. I think that I could do that if I had, you know, like Comfort Plus on Delta.
Yep.
Not in normal. I barely have enough room for my legs as it is in like normal economy. But
so let's talk about that, because truly one of the things that I've noticed when I use this is that I get embarrassed about it if I'm in regular seating.
Yeah.
Because it's a tight squeeze, and I'm a JetBlue loyalist, so even the seats that have a lot of room are just not very roomy,
mm-hmm.
Even though that's the thing that they boast. And it doesn't – I'm not embarrassed because I'm using it. I'm embarrassed when people are watching me use it, even though I'm like – weirdly into sharing what I'm buying. Obviously, here we are. I still think there's something like I'm like, oh my God, don't look at me, don't talk to me. We're on a plane.
Yeah,
not in a rude way, but in a like, I really just like
want to be
left alone. We're too close.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because then you're gonna see them for the next 6 hours,
and it's like very weird to see other people's like private little plane.
Exactly.
Routines.
Yes. It just feels right. It feels really personal.
Yeah.
To be like, here I'm putting a hammock on my feet. But also most people that want to talk about it are like, oh, I want one. And then I feel bad that I'm like trying to be like stingy about my knowledge. But yeah, so I put it, I'm 5'8", and I put my feet onto it. Never a barefoot, obviously. I have specific socks I wear on the plane as not to offend anybody. And then I just kind of let my feet sit there. And even though I'm tall, it does feel a lot better.
Yeah.
One of my friends who bought this is like 5'2",
mm-hmm.
and she was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened. I mean, they're literally like laying down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because she was like, sometimes like my feet just like swing.
I cannot imagine
that. I know, can you
that?
Imagine that?
Not since I was 8.
No, not even when I was 8.
Yeah.
My experience is mostly the second I sit down, my knees hit me in the face.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for a break. We'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, she was like, it's like laying down. And also, I like put the strap like all the way so that the thing, it's like adjustable. And I put it so that the hammock is basically touching the floor, because any higher up, I would look ridiculous.
Yeah.
But sure, people don't need it to be touching the floor.
Yeah.
It actually needs to be up. It's really comfortable. It's funny. It comes in this little, like, you know, drawstring baggie that says Sleepy Ride on it. And I think there are a lot of different versions of the hammock. I think I paid, like, $15 for this. So all in all, it's $30 for the travel pillow and the hammock. And then I also bought like an eye mask, which after a few times of using, I think as far as eye masks go, it's great. It's like really plush and like very comfy. But I wake up and it's not on my face anymore. Like, I think I take it off while I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Like, it's like patches or?
No, it's like, you know, like a sleep mask.
Oh, to cover your eyes.
To cover your eyes. But it's like way more form fitting. Like it's not just a slap of fabric on your face. It like has like little
cups.
Yeah, cups, right? Like an eye bra.
I think that bothers me too much.
But I wake up and it's like on the floor. So I'm like, I must not like this.
Yeah.
But I've never used so the person I was traveling with in Vegas, interestingly enough, was like, I brought you earplugs because I snore a lot and I still didn't use them. She did snore and it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
But I'm still afraid to put those in my ears. So, like, I'm kind of excited to buy these and try them.
You should. You can just, you know, help yourself to a couple pairs. It's
I don't want to take your heroes. I might just take the one. So this is kind of my travel routine. And I feel very, like, Mary Poppins-y when I, like, sit down in my seat and, like, start pulling stuff out of my bag. Like, my hammock, my pillow. But on a recent flight to San Francisco, the flight attendant stopped me when she saw me putting on my turtle pillow, travel pillow. And she was like, is that the turtle? And
oh, my God.
She was like, we all have one. Like, all the flight attendants have them. And I was like, oh, my God.
I bet that made you feel so cool.
I felt so cool. I felt so cool.
She name-checked it. It's like professionals use it.
So all these, like, judgy people around me. Well, also, it's, like, San Francisco, so it's funny, like, I feel like anytime I fly to San Francisco, I don't have that same anxiety about people thinking that I'm weird because, like, everyone in San Francisco is like, oh, my tech thing. Like,
yeah,
I brought my...
Like, all the gadgets. Burp, burp, burp,
burp. Yeah, so it's like they're all weird, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel less weird about it when I go to San Francisco. But that was a flight to San Francisco with that the flight attendant kind of gave me a thumbs up and was like, we all have them, too. And I was like, well, you do this professionally.
Yeah, she would know. Yeah.
Like, who else, you know... What else can you trust? Do you have, like, a sleep, like, do you have, like, a plane routine? You're kind of, like, a freak to flying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't really, I used to be, like, prohibitively afraid of flying. And I didn't fly for, like, 4 years.
Great. Why?
I had a really traumatic flight back from China when I was in college where...
Like, turbulence-wise?
Turbulence-wise, to a degree, like, I've never experienced before or since, and the flight attendants were sounding afraid.
Oh, no, I hate, no.
Yeah,
That would do me in.
And I just was, like, convinced I was going to die. So, after that, yeah, it was quite a while before I wanted to fly again, and it's a lot better now, but I still use Xanax.
Okay. Does it put you to sleep, or does it just calm you down?
It often puts me to sleep, depending on, you know, what time of day I'm taking the flight and how, like I'll take a little more Xanax for a longer flight and then that's more likely to put me out.
I love flying a lot because I think it's like a fancy thing for me. And I think Gia Tolentino tweeted this yesterday about like when you're at the airport, your like sense of like hunger goes away.
I saw
and
that.
It's
the
like
plane
just,
snacks.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta just have everything that they offer you. I feel that way about like TV. Like I couldn't, unless I have to sleep on a plane, and I did on this last flight, but usually I'm too excited to be on the plane to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, they have channels. And also I could watch when Harry Met
Sally. So I only watch like, I'll watch silently without sound.
What
Lydia is watching. I don't like, I can't focus enough to watch my own thing.
What? So what do you do?
I go in and out of sleep. Like if it's, like when we went to France, I'll wake up for when they serve the meal because I get super excited about the food.
Even though it's always bad, but you're like, this is actually really good.
Well, when you go to France, though, I feel like it's good. Like it's, if you go on Air France or Air Britain or something, they like make it sort of Frenchy.
I'll go to France just to eat their plain food.
Yeah, I'll wake up to eat that and then pass out again. Lydia's always like, oh, we talked about, and like, I won't remember. So I guess I do get groggy.
I am kind of. Yeah, Xanax doesn't usually put me to sleep. You have like no recollection of any conversation.
I'm always in denial about how much of an effect it has.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the conversation for your therapist.
Yeah.
I do know that when Lydia and I are similar flyers in that I always look at her Instagram stories when she's flying and she's always watching Home Alone. Like, if Home Alone is offered, she's watching Home Alone, which is exactly what I would do. And she always does the same thing I do, which is you forget that you have headphones on and you film your screen because you think that the people watching your stories can hear the audio, but
like,
they can't.
Love this silent clip.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but you just hear the buzzing of plane pressure every time. My plane, I get too excited on plane. I always get like so many snacks. again, a thing that I'm like embarrassed about because I'm like, I will have the terror chips and the cookies.
Yes. But they have to give it to you if you ask for more than one.
Yeah, they have to. Well, JetBlue would like boast, like, take them all, take the whole thing, take the whole basket. And I might. But I am a big fan of like just putting on a movie and then kind of letting that be white noise and then like dicking around on my phone and playing like a crossword game. So when The Devil Wears Prada is offered on a plane, I will watch that like six times in a row. I have watched The Devil Wears Prada multiple times on one flight, and A Simple Favor. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't.
That's Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. You would like it.
I've been told I should. Everyone's like, oh, it's gay. Watch it.
It's kind of gay, yeah. You would like it. I just think it's like exactly your level of fright.
My problem is I can't stand Anna Kendrick, but...
Yeah, because of the cups and Pitch Perfect. I just keep hearing cups in my head when I see her. But I don't know. I have nothing against her, but also cups. It was a bad song. No, so I watched that, and, like, there are movies that, you know, you see the trailers for in the theater, and you're like, okay, well, I won't spend $17.50 on that, like, in the theater, but I will 1,000% watch it when it's offered on a plane.
Yeah.
Home Again was that movie for me, you know, Nancy Meyers' daughter's movie.
Yes.
It's like Nancy Meyers' light.
Yeah.
And Book Club, which I did see in the theaters, I still watch on the plane, and, like, just not that into you, is always offered on a plane.
I have recently been like, oh, I think for me personally, it's better to like try a TV show than a movie because I can barely make it through all the way through a movie like when I'm not on a plane because it's just too long.
But when you wear earplugs, back to the earplugs, because this box is just staring me in the face. when you wear earplugs on a plane, so you don't wear headphones on a plane.
I mean, yeah, that's part of the reason why I end up often just watching Lydia's screen and
watching Home Alone in silence.
Yeah.
Will she put on closed captioning for you, or does she just like let you guess what's happening?
I just guess. It's always something I've seen before because of her.
Right, exactly.
But if I do want to watch something, yeah, I'll swap those out for headphones.
Yeah, I feel like when Lord of the Rings is offered on the plane, Lydia gets like very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a Lydia movie. The other thing about these, so, but like you can't listen to music and fall asleep? Like you need silence?
I mean, if I'm on Xanax and I am listening to music, I will still fall asleep and be in and out. Okay. It's just that this
totally
is more
blocks
effective.
Out all that sound.
Yeah.
Incredible. And how's your mom's sleep gotten?
Better. She uses them every night now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And what about your dad?
I don't think he has any problem sleeping.
No problem. No problems for dad.
Yeah.
And Lydia won't try them because of criminals.
Criminals, and she doesn't like things in her ears, which I'm like, well, I don't know that that's a thing that anyone's, like, super excited about, but...
Well, I'm going to take two from this box.
Okay.
I'm going to help myself to two. I'm going to try them, and I'm going to tell you what I think. I am still afraid that they're going to go into my brain.
Won't happen.
And then out my nose or out my eyes.
But then at least they'd come out again.
Well, right, sure.
Yeah.
And I know that you're probably not going to buy the hammock because you're too tall, but...
But I...
Would you try the turtle?
I would, yes, for sure consider the turtle because I have been carrying around, like, a panda... embarrassing airport, you know, pillow on my last few trips, and it takes up a lot more space than that.
Ever since I've been recommending this to people, the turtle to people, I keep getting this Instagram ad for something called the ostrich.
Oh, that's like, that big helmet one, right?
Yeah, and it like wraps around with a button, and I think I would feel, I don't know how I would feel about
that. That one's too much.
Right?
Unless you're like, I guess if you're in first class, you could get away with it because you don't have as many people who can see you, but I just would never... want to be caught
totally
wearing something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was a little, that's why I'm nervous about the foot hammock in public. It feels a little high maintenance.
Yeah,
like it feels like people are jealous of me because they're like, oh, I wish I had that.
They're jealous,
they're also
and
like,
they're
who
like,
is that person?
What
with
is
the
your deal?
Foot hammock.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us on G Things Just Bought It. We will link to all of these products in the show notes, and of course, we want to hear what you're buying too. So please, tweet your recommendations at me at Caroline Moss. And remember to go buy your Heroes earplugs. This is a non-sponsored product placement, but I really can't
love
get
to
over
do earplugs.
You should be
con.
Doing earplugs on con. You're missing out. You have bought the box.
Yeah.
And also remember that you know, for the good of the environment, you can reuse your earplugs. It's not a one-time use kind of thing, which is something that I learned today. Katie, thank you so much for coming. All right, bye everyone. We'll be right back.